high time we hightailed it back to Munford. Our final instalment before we get Boy Ted, I think, to dive into the old brand tub and see where we're going next week. And then I'll come up with a devilishly difficult clue. But we've been hearing about Munford past and present, and indeed one or two little looks into the crystal ball to the future. No doubt we'll have that story repeated in the next few minutes as we welcome Steve Edmonds, who's chairman of the parish council, and James Haddock, a well-known vociferous exponent of the art of protest about too much development in dear old Norfolk, as a member of the executive committee of the Norfolk Society. I first met James when he was in full cry on behalf of the Norfolk Society at Wyndham, when we had that wonderful Give a Day for Norfolk, and there's a man who cares passionately about the county and his neck of the woods in particular. Nice to have you with us, gentlemen. Steve, I come to you first. We've been talking about the changes that are inevitable in Norfolk village life. Is Munford one of those places that's benefited to some degree from what's been going on in recent years in terms of development, or do you think that perhaps you've had to put up with a bit much?
We've had to put up with a bit much, but yes, I mean, of course we've benefited. We've slowed things down on the council. We put our foot down about large estate developments, any future large estate developments. And we heard fairly recently that this has been agreed upon, that there's going to be no more large estate developments in Munford. So we're back to the infill and the one or two odd houses. So things have slowed down. But, you know, to answer your question, yes, of course we've benefited. It was nice to hear about the old days, and we'll never ever go back to the old days, unfortunately. So we have to make the best of what we've got now.
You can learn a lot from the old days, can't you? The community spirit was something that people often refer to.
That's right.
That's something perhaps we could do a bit more of these days when there's more people to share it with.
Sure.
That's a difficult thing to do in some places.
It's difficult. With an expanding village like Munford, it's very difficult. But we do get by. I mean, the bowls club has been mentioned. But, I mean, we have a good football team and club. Good cricket teams and a good cricket club.
A fairly new community centre, haven't you?
Oh, and a lovely new community centre. That was quite funny, in fact, because when the new community centre was being built, there were a lot of people that were a bit anti. Why should we have this huge structure when we managed to get by with our tin shed for years? But it's grown on us, and now we're very proud of our village centre. Lots of outside organisations use it, and all the facilities are there. It's marvellous.
Is there a doctor's surgery there as well?
Yes, there's a regular doctor's surgery there.
It's a great big meeting place in many respects for the village.
Yeah, yeah.
What about this common complaint I hear, and I have a lot of sympathy with it, that parish councils aren't necessarily listened to, that you're the people who knows how certain things are affecting a village, not just in question of development, but other things. Yeah, but you know what's going on, but that they're, you know, you're ignored at district or even county level.
Yeah, I mean, this is true, but once again, there's a wind of change blowing, and parish councils now are being listened to. I mentioned earlier on, we started the ball rolling about no more large estate development in our own village, and somewhere at the top they took notice of us. But there's lots of other instances. We used to moan in the past that we would get planning applications sent through to us, and we'd go out and site visit and talk to the neighbours and send in our report, either yes, we were for it, or no, we were not. And it appeared that 9.5 times out of 10, after it had been to the district council, the answer would be the exact opposite to what we'd suggested, although we were the people that had actually seen the site, knew the area, spoken to the people. But things are changing.
Because tricks of history, I mean, if you think what Munford would have been like had that idea for an atom smasher been carried through in the early 60s?
Yeah, well, what we are after now, forgetting atom smashes.
They're probably out of fashion.
They're out of fashion anyway, I think. But what we are after now is to press on to get a small starter industrial estate on the outskirts of the village, preferably up the sort of King's Lynn Road end of the village. For two reasons. One, because there's several people in and around the village that run small businesses that would take up units like this. And two, of course, it will give work to youngsters in the village leaving school. It will give them a start. But it's a slow uphill struggle. And with the present climate as regards building and high interest rates, builders are not terribly keen at the moment, anyway, to jump in and build starter units.
A blip. We've got a blip, haven't we? We've got another blip.
Yep.
We had a lot of those lately.
But we are still a village. We want to stay a village. We don't want to become a satellite of... Was that the term you used? Satellite? Anyway, we don't...
Suburb of...
Yeah. A suburb of...
Yeah. Satellites will do. Yeah.
And although we've got a spread of population... There is a group in the middle, be it mainly made up of old villagers, that keep the village alive. They run most of the social events. When you get down to it, and you look into who organised this and who organised that, you find out that it's mostly the old villagers that did the organising.
The old stagers, as they call
it. The old stagers, but the youngsters, or not the youngsters in age, but the new people in the village, they come along and spend their money, which at the end of the day is what some of these things are set up for, to get money.
Well, you have to, and they're the people who'll be running things tomorrow anyhow, aren't they?
Yes.
So you have to.
Of course. Yeah,
in the end, you have to absorb.
They can see how it's done now.
Mm. Let's bring young James in on this. Retired, as I say, a very strong voice against too much development and certain other things that have happened in the name of progress in Norfolk in recent years. Nice to have you with us, James. As I say, a leading light in the Norfolk society. I've been pleased to notice, and I think you might concur with these sentiments, that in recent months there's been a marked change in the Norfolk society. I think they've come down to our level in many respects. There might have been a possible gulf, I think, between the Norfolk society and the people they were trying to serve in recent years, whereas now I think it is very much part and parcel of the grassroots campaign to keep the character in our villages and so on. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would, Keith, and particularly now I'm building up in Breckland, 113 parishes. I've got a link with most of them. And we get parish council elections next year, and that is getting interesting. But I think this new structure plan has got a lot in it that you and I have been wanting.
The Norfolk structure plan.
That's it, because it's got amber lights and red lights. There's some green lights where we can accept development. But I think Martin Shaw and John Aiton and Ian Walters, they've done a super job. And I do hope a lot of your listeners go and listen to the presentations they're having.
That's right, there's a local
all around the country.
Yeah, you can go along and have your say. Because Breckland's in the firing line, though, isn't it, regarding development of holiday things. I mean, we're hearing one virtually every week you get a new park or something or a new leisure facility. Someone's pushing for it. And, well, you get too many. It's not going to be the Breckland we know, is it?
No, we've got to watch it. But Steve is so right. I think with no more estates, we can keep our village, and we've got everything going for us. We've got more land per playing field than most villages in Norfolk, and I hope we can diversify. There's no place for games for girls at the moment, hockey, and that I'm still for a hard play area, which it's on the hold at the moment. We might get it. And we've got a super school, 139 pupils. I spoke to Peter Barrell, the headmaster.
Oh, they won't close you down yet, then?
No, it's just been remodelled. One of his six classrooms is still temporary. Mm. It's a voluntary control school. We have a newsletter, goes out free every month to every in the village. We've got even got a home watch scheme. I tell you, there's one thing we haven't got. We haven't got a rector. We haven't had one all this year. But as I say, there's an empty rectory, super school, lots of people, where he'll have the most interesting time. So if any of your clergymen or their wives are listening...
They want a job?
Send him on, and as I say in those letters, we look forward to hearing from you.
It's a brand new rectory, isn't
Absolutely.
It? I mean, it's not an old, decrepit place.
No, it's just had the one chap's been in it for 3 years.
For three years.
Who's taking your service at St Leonard's at the moment, then?
Oh, we've got Raymond Nazo, who's a retired vicar from Castle Acre. who does an absolute super job, but he's a retired chap.
Mm. He can do with his Sundays off.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes,
so
yeah.
That would be good. Thank you for having us.
That's nice to see you. Because you've got a good sporting connection in Munford. The cricket team been successful in recent years. We heard about the football in Ted's days, lifting the cup, and the bowls team.
Yes, yes.
So there's plenty for them to do. What about youngsters? They always say there's not enough to do, don't they? I mean, we have to be fair sometimes and think, well, if we were their age in today's world, and that's a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not to remember the way you were brought up and had the odd little firework for these here boys, you know, get the ding of the lug for it. But they do want more sophisticated forms of entertainment, if you like, these days. But one suggests they have a right to ask when they're so readily available in most places. How'd Munford cope with that demand, as it were?
Well, my idea is more games on a hard play area. You start with two tennis courts, and you also have current lines, and you can do volleyball, netball, hockey, five-a-side football, and you can do all that without having to get into a car and go 8 miles to the sports centre, Thetford. That's what we want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, certainly at the moment, if we're honest, we haven't got a lot going for the youngsters. Perhaps it's a self-help scheme. If only young people would come forward and say, well, we would like to start up something, they would get a lot of encouragement. They really would. But like most youngsters nowadays, they expect to be spoon-fed. They expect things to be laid on. I mean, Jamie was saying about the hard play area. It's a good idea, and it's been on the cards for some time, but again, it's spoon feeding. We really need the youngsters to come to us and say, well, we would like this, or we would fit in, I'm sure.
But you know, they are coming forward a bit. We have a carnival every year.
Yeah.
It's getting better and better, and younger people are organising. It was a lovely one this year. I'm sure next will be even better.
What we don't want to see is that the village sort of gulf, not between so much the old indigenous population and the newcomers, but between the young and they're not so young. There is that danger in some places, isn't there? That they say, well, they've got the cars and the motorbikes and what have you and the wherewithal. They can clear off to Thetford or somewhere else and say, let Munford stew or any other village.
The other thing, we've got the link with the past. You see, Ted Margeson, we live in what was his house. He was marvellous vet. Right away to Newmarket, I was talking to Peter Dixon, who worked for him yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ollitz is across our back gate, and Mona's mum, Mrs. Richards, lives just across the way. So it sort of links in.
Yeah. So finally, gentlemen, you're being optimistic, which is nice, because there's so many places that have felt the cosh of development in recent years. You feel that perhaps it's gone so far, there perhaps might not be a way back. But you feel that Munford is able to steer a careful course between development and retaining all the characteristics of a traditional Norfolk village.
I'm sure of it.
And just not taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you one thing quickly, because it was a news flash to me. Not today, I mean, I read it in the newspaper, in fact. But the Norfolk Village Ventures competition, we entered this. The village of Munford entered it. It's run by the Norfolk Rural Community Council. And we, Munford that is, won a £50 prize for the conservation area, which is the village pond, with natural plants around it. Anyway, we won a £50 prize for that, and certificates for our lantern parade, which is an annual event. Young children make lanterns, and we parade up and down the main street. The community car scheme, which is the best in the area. In fact, we're envied for our community car scheme. Another certificate for the newsletter, and one for the play scheme. And it said in the paper, one for the barn dance. But, yeah, they're probably right. We got certificates for all of those ventures. And that's something to be proud of as well.
That's true.
In a big Norfolk village.
Yeah.
We can get together like that and get
all them certificates.
All those certificates.
That's 50 quid. Yeah. And that was because it was not for what we put in, but for what on the conservation area we didn't take out.
Didn't take out, which is just as important in many aspects.
Right.
James Haddock and Steve Edmonds, many thanks.